I've never seen such a strong, spontaneous call for a tax revolt in America. This is Mike Adams. Welcome to the special report and welcome to the new year, 2026. So Marjorie Taylor Greene, who unfortunately is resigning from Congress in January, she's already announced her resignation, but she is even out there saying that it's time for a tax revolt. And I'm seeing spontaneous videos from lots of ordinary men and women who are really angry, very angry. And even Elon Musk is retweeting some of this stuff. And the people are asking the obvious question. Why should we play by the rules and work hard and pay taxes to a system when that system is totally corrupt and fraudulent and just hands out money to a bunch of fraudsters who are pretending to offer childcare services, but it's a total front for a slush money, money laundering campaign finance fraud run by the Democrats? Why? Why should we pay into that system? And, you know, the answer is, I mean, the real answer is government's always been a criminal. This is nothing new. It's not even very big compared to the fraud of currency printing. But the anger, you know, this has been a tipping point in the minds of many people. The anger is raw. And people are voicing out and saying they're done. They're going to become tax protesters. They're not going to pay their federal taxes, maybe even state taxes. I'm not sure. But they're done. And people are fed up with the system. So I want to step back with a meta analysis of what's happening here and offer a better solution than just becoming a tax protester. There are many better ways to handle this from a finance point of view. I'll get into those here. But let's step back and notice that these are the kinds of things you see as an empire collapses. You see the eroding trust factor. The public doesn't trust the government any longer. They don't trust the CDC or the FDA. That's for sure. They don't trust the IRS. Maybe they never did, but they trust it even less now. They don't trust the Trump administration. They didn't trust the Biden administration. They don't trust anything in government. You know, government's a giant criminal racket, a total fraud, you know, extracting wealth from the people via coercion, etc. You know, that idea is becoming more recognized by mainstream people. And you have to imagine that some of this is stemming from the fact that people are increasingly impoverished. People are losing everything, as Gerald Celente says. When they lose everything, they lose it. And that's exactly what we're witnessing. They're losing everything. They can't get jobs like they used to. They don't pay as well, you know, relative to inflation. Inflation continues to worsen and even accelerate. Fuel is low right now. Gasoline prices are way down. And that is to Trump's credit in terms of policies. But food prices are way up. Insurance prices are sky high. I even heard that NVIDIA is about to announce massive price increases on all of its GPUs starting in February. They will go up over 200%, or I should say over 100% increase in price. Like a $2,000 GPU will be upped to $5,000. I mean, what? And they say that's because of rising prices of the materials that they need to use to manufacture their products. Anyway, the American people are becoming impoverished by the fact that inflation is real, it's happening, and thus the purchasing power of their hard-earned dollars is collapsing. And that's because of currency printing. That's because of the policies of government spending and government debt that nobody in Washington will dare touch because it's all a massive money laundering fraud racket. Government is a racket. Taxation is theft. And people like myself have been saying this for 25 years. And it used to sound kind of fringe to people. What do you mean? No, government loves us. You know, taxation is necessary to pay for schools and bullshit like that. And now they realize, oh, it's all total fraud. The schools that are being funded by government are fake. There are no children in those schools. It's a fake money laundering front. You know, at least in this case, in the Somali community. And then even the schools that have children, most of them, the public universities and K-12 education system, they're just indoctrination centers. They're just churning out woke idiots, you know, woke-tard idiots. They're not actually producing an education. They're not preparing young Americans for the future with job skills or AI skills or math or science or anything. They're just, it's just indoctrination and nonsense. And that's why students in California, for example, they get accepted into the university at UC San Diego. And then UC San Diego finds out that 1/8 of the incoming freshmen can't read at a seventh grade level, but they all got A's in high school. In high school English, they got A minus on average, but they can't even read, you know? So the education system is a wreck. Government money, all the government spending doesn't work. It doesn't produce what it claims to produce. NGOs are mostly a total fraud. The money that's donated out there for things like, you know, climate programs, it's all a fraud. The solar companies that received hundreds of millions of dollars from the Obama administration, for example. Yeah, they all went bankrupt because they never made anything. The CEOs and top people just took, you know, the hundreds of millions of dollars and they donated a portion of it back to the Democrats, and that's how it works. It's all money laundering. So this is what people are beginning to realize. The system is a con. And the only way for you to get ahead in this system is to distance yourself from that system. So let me talk about two solutions. Number one, tax protesting is not, I mean, that's a concept that is fraught with potential problems. If you've decided that you don't want to pay federal taxes, then you need to talk to experts who know about that. Don't just wing it on your own. Don't just write a letter to the IRS. I'm done. You know, go pound sand. They're going to seize your assets. They're going to seize your house. They're going to seize your bank account because they rule by coercion. It's financial terrorism. That's how they rule. They're going to take everything you own. So don't just leap into the fire on this and think that you're going to be okay. And I know that some people will say, well, they can't come after all of us. Yeah, you're right. They can't, but they can come after some of you, and they'll come after you hard. They'll throw you in prison and they'll take everything you've ever earned. So there's actually a better way. There's a better way that's perfectly legal, that's recognized by the IRS. And it's called the Unincorporated Nonprofit Association, the UNA. And it's codified under California law. It's a vehicle that's used by all the California lawmakers and the people in the know and the wealthy elite. They wrote this law for themselves, but it's available to all Americans everywhere across the country. It's not available to Canadians, unfortunately, or non-Americans. But just citizens of the United States of America can take advantage of this. I learned about this over the last couple of years because of my co-host, Todd Pittner. And he has a partner, Dennis Gray. He and his partner have been teaching people about these vehicles and offering these packages that save people so much money on taxation, allowing you to keep more of what you earn, and it's all perfectly legal and recognized by the IRS. And the short version is that the UNA, or Unincorporated Nonprofit Association, you set that up. Typically, you would name it as a foundation of some kind. And then you can donate assets to that foundation, such as your home or your gold stash, if you have a gold stash, or your income or a significant portion of your income. And then you write off that donation on your own taxes. And the UNA is not taxed by the federal government. In fact, it's issued a tax-exempt tax ID number by the IRS that has the letter E in it, which means exempt. And that is called a 575E. And my co-host Todd Pittner has a website set up for that where you can watch a video, you can learn about it there. You can also get a consultation with Todd directly for $150, which is also usable toward the vehicle if you decide to move forward with it. So, you know, it's nothing compared to the savings. But that's at my575e.com. My575e or my575e.com. And I highly recommend that any of you who are fed up with paying too much taxes into a corrupt system that's wasting your money. And if you want a legal way to keep more of what you earn, and you don't want to just go full-fledged tax protesting, you know, you don't want to be arrested by the IRS, you don't want to go to prison, you don't want to be prosecuted as a tax protester. This way, you still file, you're still compliant with the IRS, and the IRS recognizes that the unincorporated nonprofit association does not have a federal tax burden on its own earnings, which means, because you don't own it, by the way, you control it, you are the controlling party, but you don't own it. It's not in your name, it's not tied to your social security number. So if you have crypto, you can donate it to the UNA. If you have gold and silver, donate it to the UNA. And then if that UNA ever sells the gold or silver, the profits stay in the association. And those profits don't show up on your income, on your personal, you know, W-2 or whatever income tax statement that you might typically file at the end of the year. In other words, that income didn't happen to you. That income happened inside the UNA, which is tax exempt. Now, as a disclaimer, I'm not a tax attorney. I'm not an accountant. And I will tell you that almost all tax attorneys and almost all accountants have never heard of this. They haven't studied it. They don't know how it works. And if you talk to them about this, they will say, well, I don't know, that sounds sketchy or something. But I hired an attorney in California to look at this. This was like 2 years ago. This was when I was setting up my church and I was trying to determine whether my church should have a UNA tied to it. And so I hired an attorney to look at this, and they confirmed to me that, yeah, this is under California law, and here it is. They found the law, sent it to me. I read it. It's all right there. And then my co-host, Todd Pittner, he has helped hundreds of people set these up. And the success has been extraordinary. Hundreds of people they've acquired the federal tax ID with the E exemption number. They have set up bank accounts with mainstream banks, all the big banks, or maybe not all of them, but, you know, lots of them. They have donated homes. They've donated, you know, cash. They've donated gold, silver, crypto, real estate. One guy ran an entire business out of the UNA, and he was a rental company. He rented ATVs. And then his ATV company got sued by somebody. There was an injury that somebody was doing something crazy and stupid with the ATVs, not using them in a way that was allowed, got injured, sued, tried to shut the whole business down, and tried to go after the guy. But it turns out that the ATVs were in the UNA, so that served as a firewall. The lawsuit stopped at just the value of the ATVs. So this owner was able to just basically forfeit the ATVs, like $100,000 or something, and not have to deal with a multi-million dollar personal liability lawsuit. The UNA saved him from potentially a multi-million dollar, you know, judgment. And these are just some of the many examples. There are cases where elderly people they've needed, you know, medical services. And then Medicare would come after their home because they found out, well, the home is in their name and the home has value, and Medicare is going to seize your home to pay for the medical bills of the, you know, the procedures. Wow. Did you know that? You know that's possible? But if your home is donated to your UNA first, then you don't own it. You just live there. Yeah, you live there. You occupy that home, but you are not the owner, and it is not your asset. You don't own it. And so there are many, many aspects of this that are critical to understand, including estate planning. Because when a person passes away, normally it goes through, you know, the state law courts, and there's taxation. If the value is above a certain amount, taxation on the assets, you know, inheritance taxes, for typically the children who are inheriting. But if it's all in a UNA, there are no such tax consequences at all. The UNA control is simply transferred to the children or whoever, you know, whoever's designated. And then those people take over control of the UNA and the assets that it holds, which could be a home, could be gold, could be land, could be whatever. So a UNA is one answer, and you should learn about it. Again, my575e.com. And I do want to tell you, I don't earn anything on, this is not my business, okay? This is not what I do. I learned about this from my co-host, Todd. And I've heard these stories more and more over the last 2 years. At first, I was very skeptical. That's why I hired an attorney to look into this. And I was really skeptical about this. And then as Todd began to form up a private group online of all the experts and all the people who are opening bank accounts and conducting transactions inside the UNAs, they're buying and selling real estate. They're earning profits and keeping the profits in the UNA. Some of them are also making a lot of donations because you now have all this extra money that you otherwise would have paid to the IRS. And some people are donating up to 60% of their W-2 income into the UNA and writing that off as a massive deduction on their income, which drops them into a lower income tax bracket. So they go from a 30% bracket to a 20% bracket or whatever it is. So they pay a lot less in taxes, and then most of their income goes into the UNA, where they get to choose how to use it to pursue their mission. Maybe they want to help with animal shelters. Maybe they want to help children in a real sense, like with real donations to real schools, not the fake Somali schools in Minnesota. You know, this gives you the opportunity to do with your money what you want to do instead of sending it off to Washington, D.C. and having the government there, having them, you know, waste it through campaign finance, money laundering, fraud, and all kinds of nonsense like that. So it's worth looking into this. I've got a little bit more discussion on the other side, but it's definitely worth looking into this. Go to my575e.com. And if it asks you anywhere where you heard about it, just put in, you know, Health Ranger or whatever, so that Todd knows you heard it from my podcast, because he gives VIP, you know, white glove service basically to people who listen to my podcast, whereas just some random person that comes in without knowing where they came from, you know, may not get the same level of respect, let's say, or trust. And just pony up the $150 to get a consultation with Todd so he can explain everything to you. And yeah, your own accountant is going to resist this. Your own lawyer is probably going to resist it. The first thing they're going to say is, this can't be real. It's too good to be true. It's too good to be true. And yeah, that was my impression at first too. It's like, this can't be. How is this allowed? And then you come to realize when you start digging into it that California lawmakers set this up for themselves. They had to do something that was also legal for them. So they created a law for themselves, and then they made sure that nobody heard about it. And they made sure that nobody talks about it. And in fact, you're only going to hear it probably from me or from Todd or on our show, Decentralized TV. That's the only place people have heard about it. But the law exists and it can be verified. And again, hundreds of people have gone through this process and they are now saving a tremendous amount of money. And I would imagine, I mean, I guess it's a good thing that I don't have the reach of someone like Joe Rogan, because if I did, and if I were talking about this, they would shut it down. You know, if Rogan started advocating this, they would say, oh, no. Too many people are finding out about this. We got to shut it down. But because I'm heavily censored and blacklisted and I can't even post a video on YouTube without being totally, you know, banned and deplatformed, very few people will ever hear about this. So consider yourself, you know, in touch with some pretty cool knowledge here. So getting back to the tax protesting issue, also I've interviewed a man named Paymon, and his organization has a different approach, which is to remove yourself from the W-2 contract. That is, he helps people, I think, send a letter to the IRS that says, I'm not going to file, and here's why, and this is a correction. I'm going to correct the previous tax filings, and I want a refund on the previous stuff because I wasn't obligated to pay any of that. I think that's how it works. I have not gone through that myself. It's a little more of an aggressive kind of move. Some people think that's great. If you're going to pursue that approach, do your research just like anything else. But I would say the more conservative approach is to use the my575e.com, because that is a recognized vehicle and you're actually donating to a nonprofit association that you create but you don't own. And so that takes those assets out of your ownership. All right, so all of that, that's one solution. The other solution to this total government con and the currency con, all of it, is to get out of the debt currency. Get out of the dollar. Dollar is debt. And instead, get into metals. And I've been advocating for metals, gold and silver, for years. And people who took my advice years ago, they've seen the value of their metals double, triple, or quadruple in some cases, especially silver recently, has nearly quadrupled for many people, depending on when they bought it, of course. And it's clear to me that we are in a new world in terms of commodities and what gold and silver are going to be worth in the years ahead. Silver, in my view, is still very low. Even though it's in the 70s, you know, $70 plus per ounce. And a year ago, it was only 30 or less than 30. So, you know, it's skyrocketing. I think it's going to double again. It could very easily double in the next 12 months. But certainly within 2 years, I believe it will double again. Why? Well, I mean, I've done entire podcasts on that. There's very strong industrial demand. But there's also a large number of people who are realizing that the dollar is a con, the central bank is a con, the treasuries are a con, the whole system is a fraud, a fraudulent scheme. It's a Ponzi scheme rooted in debt. The whole system will collapse. And the only way to be insulated from that is to be out of that system. A lot of people are choosing gold and silver. I think that's the safest option. Some people choose crypto. I think that's more risky, more volatile, but some people are doing that. If you do that, I strongly suggest that you use only privacy coins, you know, private crypto. That would be Monero, Zano, Z-A-N-O, Firo. There's a few others. This isn't a podcast about privacy crypto, but think about the importance of keeping your assets private. And then whatever crypto you have, donate it to your UNA so it's protected. So if you are audited, let's say, and the government demands, like, you must list all the assets that you own. You don't have to list those assets because you no longer own them. You donated them away to a nonprofit association that you do not own. And thus, that's beyond the reach of government for confiscation purposes. And you can still tell the truth and honestly say, I don't own crypto. And you can still trade crypto in the UNA, by the way, on major crypto platforms that I'm not even going to mention which ones here. You'll have to find out from Todd. But that's all doable. Anyway, get out of dollar debt. Get into gold and silver. And now I will mention my sponsor, which is the Battalion Metals Company that was co-founded by Tucker Carlson and Chris Olson and his group that I've worked with for 6+ years, I think it is. High integrity, very honest, trustworthy, competitive pricing, protecting your privacy. Those guys believe the same things that we believe about honest money, about the value of gold and silver, about the need to decentralize and divest away from a failing currency and a failing government that's clearly headed for collapse. Yeah, they get it. Those guys were hanging out at the Ron Paul birthday party that I visited a few months ago. I saw them there. It's like, yep. They're Ron Paul people too. So you can find them at metalswithmike.com, metalswithmike.com. And I do earn some very tiny percentage on that. It's ridiculously tiny. It doesn't even really matter. I'm just recommending them because that's who I know that you can trust. And I have a long-standing relationship with those guys. And I've interviewed Chris Olsen many times. And I recommend his company to everybody in my circle, whether it's family or friends or coworkers or anybody that's asking me, hey, where do I get gold and silver? Like, well, that's easy. Metalswithmike.com. You're going to be treated right. You're going to get a fair deal. Well, a very competitive deal. And there's no shenanigans involved in that. And you could either take possession or you can have it vaulted. And they have the best vaults that are off the banking system, insured by Lloyd's of London, high security, guarded, not controlled by the federal government or the Federal Reserve or the banking system or anything like that. It's an off-grid vault that, in my opinion, is the most likely kind of vault to protect your metals, to protect them from anything, from theft or confiscation attempts or taxation or, you know, IRS confiscation or whatever else. But you can vault your metals, but put them in a UNA so that you control it, but you don't own it. That's critical. Now, if you do these things, then the money printing fraud, and you know, currency counterfeiting fraud, it will still impact you, but it will hit you a lot less. You may be able to financially survive the currency reset and the collapse of the U.S. empire and the collapse of the dollar, which is coming. People who don't take these steps, who don't know how to keep more of what they earn, who don't know how to use vehicles like UNAs, or who don't have physical gold and silver, etc., or who don't have decentralized privacy crypto in, you know, secret wallets, etc., people who don't have that knowledge, they're going to be screwed. They're going to lose everything because the dollar will go to zero. Well, or close to zero. It will, let's say it will plunge towards zero. let's put it that way. That's pretty obvious. And most people are going to lose everything, or the vast majority of their assets. They're going to lose the value of their dollars in the bank because there will be a currency reset. When that happens, people will lose 95% or more of the purchasing power. This is just history repeating itself. It's so obvious that this is going to happen. So don't be surprised when these kinds of things occur. It's going to be widespread. All right, so those are a couple of things that you can do. But again, I just want to offer a disclaimer. I am not a tax attorney. I'm not an accountant. I'm not your accountant. And I'm not your attorney. And I will tell you right now that other mainstream accountants who mostly just work as proxies for the IRS, they will disagree with what I've said here. And they will effectively urge you to stay in a system that is failing, a system that will destroy your assets, because that's all they know. That's all they know. And they will lose their assets too. And if you try to argue with them about this, you know, they'll say, well, what you're talking about, that's, I've never heard of that before. Yeah. Right. And they probably don't know about cancer cures either. They don't know that the jabs are dangerous. There's a lot of things they don't know. And so, just the question is, where do you want to get your information? You want to get your information from people who know things like me and Todd and experts who have spent decades researching all this? Or do you want to get your information from people who just don't know much and who will go down with the ship and lose everything like everybody else? So, you know, honestly, that's the answer. I mean, that's what you should know. So thanks for listening. I'm Mike Adams here. Be well, be safe, do your research. Check out Todd's information at my575e.com. Sign up, you know, use the $150 consultation and take advantage of that. So thank you for listening. Take care.
Astaxanthin is nature's ultimate antioxidant. Experience the unmatched potency of one of nature's most powerful antioxidants with lab-verified astaxanthin supplements at the Health Ranger Store. Only at healthrangerstore.com.